investigation into his death. For NPR News, I'm Keenan Vaughn in Houston.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Wildlife officials are investigating after thousands of dead fish were found in a Wichita pond. KAKE reports that neighbors noticed the smell of rotting fish on Friday and then discovered the dead fish. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment took samples from the pond on Friday but declined comment about the cause of the incident until after testing is complete. The Neighborhood Homeowners Association is coordinating cleanup efforts to get rid of the fish. The company South Bow, responsible for the 2022 Keystone Pipeline oil spill in Kansas, has agreed to pay nearly $70 million in a settlement. The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected prairie, cropland, and a creek in Washington County. The Environmental Protection Agency released a statement saying South Bow violated the Clean Water Act. The pipeline company will pay almost $67 million for civil penalties and projects to prevent further environmental damage. It will also pay $3 million for natural resource restoration projects. In the final World Cup match played in Kansas City, Argentina beat Switzerland 3-1 last night in extra time. Argentina advances to the July 15th semifinals in Atlanta, where they'll face England. Both England and Argentina trained in Kansas City, Argentina at Sporting KC, England at Swope Soccer Village. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. Mostly clear and humid tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs around 90 degrees. Under sunny skies, it's 76 in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, tracing how soccer connects people from the Midwest to the world. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Good morning. If you missed my conversation with Tim Bascom, author of The Boundless Game, on Prairie Journal a couple weeks ago, you can find it online at kansaspublicradio.org. Also at our website, take our media and technology survey. We're asking you to help us figure out how you consume the news, music, and entertainment that you get on Kansas Public Radio. Your response helps us to better understand what you need and what you're looking for in your radio station. So go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and take our annual media and technology survey today. Again, that's at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up in about 20 minutes here on KPR. Sunny skies today, highs getting up to the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. It will be quite humid overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunny, highs around 90. It's 78 degrees in Emporia, 77 in Lawrence, 77 in Manhattan, 78 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. This is NPR News.
In the 1960s, no one played the piano quite like Oscar Peterson. And if you were in Detroit back then, there was no better place to hear it than Baker's Keyboard Lounge.
If you were thinking about the sort of the quintessential jazz club, add a bunch of cigarette smoke here, and you would have it.
Hear that story about the mecca of jazz music in Detroit on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. By the way, the big boy train is coming across Kansas. Later this month, it will arrive in Kansas City on Tuesday, July 21st, be there all day Wednesday, and then it will leave that morning from Kansas City and arrive in Topeka around noon. Will be there for just about half an hour and then make its way to Salina. That's just ahead. Coming up later this month. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 also in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Speaking of the Dole Institute, if you missed the Dole lecture with three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, author, and historian Rick Atkinson, we'll feature it on today's Prairie Journal, coming up at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. Sunny skies today, highs around 88 degrees. It's 77 in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from
Speak, where we spotlight Lawrence's Sad Cowboy Recording Company and its founder, Matthew Molnix.
So let's enjoy the ride, darling, take
We'll hear tracks from their repertoire as well as interview with Matthew Molnix, founder of Sad Cowboy Recording Company in Lawrence, Kansas, this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
That's coming up in just 2 hours from now, 105 Live on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour with Jen Largess. We've got sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. Sunny for tomorrow, highs around 90 degrees. It's 79 in Manhattan, 80 degrees in Topeka, 79 here in Lawrence. The time is 10 o'clock.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. There's a new locksmith scam, and it could cost you thousands of dollars.
What is a red flag is drilling multiple holes, and after the drilling is done, they should be able to replace that part immediately.
Filmmaker Adam Raymeyer's first Los Angeles home remains the most important place he's ever lived.
I lived in a little tiny guest house that had been rumored to be Billy Wilder's writing cabin. I like to think that because it was an extremely creative wellspring for me.
Need a new carpet? Before you step into the showroom, learn the one choice that matters more than color, style, or even price. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. President Trump is praising the late South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, we answer more of your home improvement and DIY questions. Call us at 877-864-7460. That's 877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at masellisonline.com. Sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 80s, light winds from the northeast. Sunny for tomorrow, highs around 90 degrees. It's 80 in Atchison, 81 in Chanute, 81 in Emporia, 81 in Manhattan, 80 degrees here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour. Then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll hear from Rick Atkinson. He's a three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, historian, and author of the Revolutionary War trilogy, The War for America.
I spend a lot of time trying to understand what's going on the other side of the hill, what the British are doing. I spend a lot of time trying to understand what George III and his ministers and Parliament and so on are doing in waging war for 8 years across 3,000 miles of open ocean in the age of sail.
Historian Rick Atkinson with this year's dual lecture. That's coming up on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported. We'll see you next week on This Old House Radio Hour. Our show is distributed by and co-produced by Elliott Studios and APM, American Public Media. This Old House Radio Hour was created and produced by Ember 20. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by 3-Day Blinds. With more than 45 years designing, manufacturing, and installing custom window treatments in a range of styles like motorized treatments for home automation. Online bookings and consultations at 3dayblinds.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Prairie Journal. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living.
To succeed in big events. So I would like people to draw that out of the story, too.
You're listening to journalist, historian, and author Rick Atkinson with the 2026 Dole Lecture, sponsored by the Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 84 in Emporia, 82 in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. This is KPR. Today on Prairie Journal, it's Journal on April 13th, 2026. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence, new arrivals added weekly. Open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. And from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need, 24 hours a day, online at kansas988.org. It's a lovely afternoon. Sunny skies, highs today expected in the upper 80s. Light winds from the northeast. Tonight will be mostly clear and humid. Lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, sunny, a little warmer with highs around 90 degrees. It's 85 in Emporia, 85 in Lawrence, in Topeka, 84 degrees. The time is 12 o'clock. This is KPR.